say wheat is tied up into a
bundles,
and then the bundles are piled up into a
stacks.
And talking about how much wheat you raise to an acre, you might say we raise 40
bushels.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, you thrash it.
Mm-hmm. So you'd say that oats?
We thrash the oats.
Mm-hmm. And if there's something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could say you and
Lola and Lola, I believe Lola and me will have to do it.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say me and you have to do it? Or?
Yeah, that's more common than Lola and me would have to do it. Me and Lola will have to do that today.
Uh-huh.
That's just, you know, but now isn't it the right way to say Lola and me?
Uh-huh.
That's right.
I'm not sure.
Well, then,
I'm interested in, you know, what you would say, you know.
Well, I'd likely say, well, me and Lola will have to do that today.
Uh-huh. What about if you didn't call her name? Would you say me and her have to do
well,
it?
Well, we'd have to do that today.
Or if you don't call, would you ever say she and I have to do it? Or
well,
me
that
and
would
her?
Be, yes, that would, you'd say, could say that, and which would be all right.
What would you probably say?
She and, well, she and I will have to do that today.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it seems like that doesn't designate who she is.
Uh-huh.
So I guess I'd say Lola. And maybe if I wasn't with people that knew who Lola was, well, I'd have to, you know, that I'd say we would have to do.
And you say, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants...
both of us.
Uh-huh. And if you knocked at the door and somebody asked who's there and you know that they recognize your voice, you could say it's
Verna.
Or
Miss.
Or if you didn't call your name, you'd say it's.
If I didn't call my name?
Uh-huh. Would you say it's me or it's I or?
It's me.
And if I ask you, was that John at the door? You'd say, yeah, that was
John.
Or if you don't call his name, you'd say that was.
Oh, that was he. Oh, him.
Uh-huh. And if it was a woman, you'd say that was
she.
Is that what you'd probably say?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I think I'd call a name.
Uh-huh.
But then, you know.
Would you ever say that's her?
Yeah, I guess good. I guess so. If you'd have knocked and Lola and I were back there, why I'd said, oh, that's her, you
uh-huh.
know, because I was expecting you.
And if it was two people at the door, you'd say it's...
Well, it's them.
Okay. And talking about how tall you are, you'd say, he's not as tall as...
As I am.
Or I'm not as tall.
As he is.
And
or
he
can, she is.
Uh-huh. He can do that better than...
Than I can.
And if you'd been out to New Mexico, and you hadn't gone any more west than that, you might say, New Mexico is what west I've ever been.
Well, Mexico is as far as I've ever been.
Mm-hmm. Or another way of saying that, New Mexico is?
Is so west from here.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say it's the farthest west or all the further west or?
Well, I guess I would say that it's farther west.
Uh-huh.
It, Mexico's farther from here, farther west.
Uh-huh. What about it's the farthest west I've ever been or the furthest west I've ever been?
Well, I believe it's, I'd say that it's the furthest I've ever been.
Uh-huh.